Hello, my name is Zachary Litz, and I play Nugget Ironbeard.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Stevens, and I play Tippletoe Cobblelob.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Bohan, and I play Jean Gotterov.
Hi, I'm Felicity Musso, and I play Marza Rana.
Hello, I'm Michael Kajori, and I play Florian Runedance.
Hi, I'm Joseph Musso, your Dungeon Master. Thank you for listening to the All D20 Podcast. Now, let the story begin. Florian, you hear skittering coming from right behind you.
Fucking spiders.
Do you turn around?
Yeah.
You see six large scorpions snapping their pincers heading in your direction.
Oh, fuck.
What do you do?
First, I yell at Nugget.
He's inside the house.
Yeah, I'm in the house.
All of them are in the house, but
get that fucking meat out of the door. And then I freaking... how far are the scorpions?
They are about 30 feet from you.
I fucking cone of cold.
All right, burn your cold to cold. What's the save?
It's con save for half.
What's the DC?
Oh, DC is 16.
Two fail. The rest succeed.
Okay. I'm going to have to add this up. Okay. 8, 16, 17, 18, 21, 25, 32, 35, 36 points of cold damage.
All right, so you managed to slow them quite significantly, but they are still coming toward you.
Okay.
And all of a sudden you hear this, ha, 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 ha. I see one. Cool, sparkly. And he just runs towards the scorpions and starts smashing them with his giant club. First one he hits. That's a 26. Second one is an 18, so he hits both of them. All right, so he smashes two of the scorpions into the ground. Just squish. Fresh meat. Ha 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 ha. Gothrok hungry.
What do you do? You're awesome, Gothrok. I love you.
Jeelzebub, I yell for my servant. I summon thee. Push that meat out of here so that he can get in.
No, yes, no.
Do it.
No.
Please?
Let me think.
My friend's about to die again. Can you please do something?
No. I can offer you a glass of watered-down wine.
Give it to the dwarf.
Yay!
Okay, can I try
Very
and
well.
Move the meat? It's stuck!
Get it out!
He pushed it in!
Marza would like to try and just pull the meat in.
Oh, all right, make a strength check.
You have advantage.
Yep. Hasn't been the next day yet.
Nat 20.
Woo!
All right, so you manage to just rip this you pull on this very hard purple meat with all of your might and just rip it into the tunnel.
Tug that meat.
And it just splats into the air. You pull it so hard it splats up into the air and then lands with a squish and splashes nasty purple meat juice all over everybody.
All right.
Yay!
It's a party.
Alcohol and food.
This is disgusting.
So get to cleaning as I turn and I walk into my room. By the way, you guys now all can be in. As soon as you enter, you guys will see that I have gone with a very eclectic, wizardy, warlocky look. Very dark and mystic with lots of runes all over the place. Very gothic. Yeah.
I'm baseball sliding
right,
in
so
there.
So you're baseball sliding in there? Okay. I was like, we haven't gotten to the point where Florian is actually in the tunnel yet. All right, so you're going to baseball slide in. As soon as you run up towards the door, you see a scorpion block your path.
No!
Fuck me!
And it's going to use its stinger. It's a natural 20.
Oh! No.
This is going to hurt.
Oh, God.
Do I have a
triple
reaction?
Damage. Oh. 4d10 times 3.
What's your full health?
I have 16 health.
Oh.
No, total.
33.
Oh, actually, it's 32. 32 points.
Okay, I'm down.
Poison damage. You're down?
Yeah.
That was triple?
Rolled really low. I wasn't very happy with that.
Thank goodness.
All right, fuck it. Let me go kill some bugs.
All right, so you're running outside?
Fair, why not?
All right, so you run outside and roll for initiative.
Can I drag Florian in the mansion while he's running outside?
You'd have to run outside to get to Florian.
Oh, he's not right at the doorway?
The scorpion is in between him and Florian in the doorway.
Hey, does he get bludgeoning damage for me running into him?
No.
He can't enter the house, right?
No.
Nope.
Can I stab him from the doorway?
No. You have to be outside of the extra-dimensional space.
Okay.
All right, so 25 to 20.
20.
Nice. Very good. Seems like Nugget actually cares, so it'll be Nugget, Squirp.
Not really.
15 to 20.
Oh,
that is we're just in people the house. Leaving.
Everybody roll for initiative, so that way if you decide to do an action, you can do it on your turn.
Okay.
12.
16.
Okay, so Tip, John.
8.
Marza. Florian, what'd you
roll?
He's telling you to roll for initiative.
Oh, I do? Okay.
If they bring you back up, you need to be able to... I need to know what your turn is.
Oh, so 19.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, 18.
18. And you're also going to need to do death saves.
Okay.
So, Nugget, you're up first.
All right. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to go through the door and going to do a... Let's see. Third level inflict wounds.
Ooh. Is it a DC?
Nope. It is a 2 hit.
Oh, it's an attack roll. Okay.
Touch. Let's see. 21.
Oh, yeah. So you touch it and black necrotic energy emanates from your hand and you hear the scorpion screech.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to like this. All right, 5d10.
Damn.
5, 11, 14, 23, 30 points of damage.
And you kill the scorpion.
Nice.
Now get your lazy ass in here.
It was one of frozen nuggets. Scorpions that you hit earlier, so he was able to finish it off. And you watch as the scorpion drops. Florian, go ahead and make a death save. Your first death save, please.
17.
All right, so one success. And Tippletoe? Are you staying inside the house, or?
Yeah, I'm reading a scroll.
Okay, Jean?
Oh, shit. Never mind.
I guess I'll head out, see if the imbeciles need help out there.
All right, so you head outside, and you see Florian bleeding out with a big old stinger sticking in his chest.
It'd be an action to use his healing potion?
Yep.
Don't waste it. I got him!
All right, are there any scorpions nearby?
Oh, there are, like, scorpions everywhere. They're all starting to crawl up on the rocks. You see 4 squished scorpions from Gothric, and he's just smashing scorpions, laughing. Squish. yummy meat, scorpion.
All right, I'll just go to the closest one.
All right, so you're just going to start attacking them?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so you go up to the closest one next to Gothric, so go ahead and make an attack.
28.
All right, yeah, so you definitely hit.
26. Do I get sneak attack?
Yep, he is adjacent, so you will technically get sneak attack.
18 piercing damage, and then for the poison damage,
So 13 poison, and then 18.
Regular piercing.
Regular piercing. Okay. It does seem like the poison didn't affect it as much as a normal creature.
And then bonus action, disengage.
All right, Marza, it is your turn to act. Staying inside the house?
I am staying inside, and right. I don't...
Nugget, you're up.
All right, let's see. Bonus action. Bonus action to cast healing word, which will be, get your ass up!
I'm so reverbing that.
All right.
That'd be great.
Let's see. Yeah, you got a grand total of 6 health. Enjoy.
All right, and?
Then I'm going to grab him and throw him in.
Okay, so go ahead and do an athletics with advantage.
Yeah, because I did eat the worm.
Will I make it through the hole?
I don't care.
Depends on how well he rolls.
Oh, he's going for distance, not accuracy.
20.
Oh, natural 20?
Dirty.
Okay. All right, so yeah, you managed to grab him and just by the scruff and then... toss him into the hole that Tippletoe left, the black chart.
Dumbass!
Add the insult to injury, might as well roll damage, too.
No. He just tossed you in. Okay, so that is...
And then I'm going to walk back in casually.
Okay, and then you walk back in. As you're walking back in, a scorpion comes on one of the rocks and heads towards your direction.
Fuck off!
And I close the portal door.
All right, well, it's still going to do one attack before you shut it. 21?
It actually hits.
It's 11 damage as it pinches you with one of its pincers.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then as you shut the door, the pincer snaps off. And Jean is still outside.
And then I open the door.
Oh, no.
You attempt to open the door, nothing happens.
One is the loneliest number.
You can open and close the door, the portal.
I know what the spell says. I wrote it. It seems like, for some strange reason, the door is being blocked.
Don't look at me.
All right. John, you're up. You just saw the door shut. Are you going to head towards the door? Head towards the black chalk, or are you going to...
Gothra, may I climb on you?
Climb, little one, climb!
I'm going to climb up.
All right, well, advantage. It's an athletics check with advantage.
11.
So you climb up about... onto his lower calf, and that's it. And then you just run out of energy and steam.
That's fine.
But you do incur 3 attacks of opportunity as you climb up. Okay, so I have a 24, 27, and a natural 1.
Yep. Both hit.
All right, so. There are pincers.
Oh, are you rolling all both?
All the pincers.
Okay.
All the pincers.
Just one.
No, that's one pincer. You're screwed now. So 11, 12. You take 25 points of slashing damage as you're climbing up.
All right. I wanted to uncanny dodge one of the attacks.
One of them. So okay. So that'll be 12. So 6.
6.
On one, so 6 on one and 12 on the other, so 18 is total what you'll take with the uncanny dodge. All right, that's your turn, John. Marza, you're up. You're inside the house. You don't know what's going on. The door's shut. He's chilling.
I thought we could see outside.
No, not in the mansion, not in the manor.
Oh,
the manor's in a different dimension. You see a beautiful foyer, and there's a little off kitchen with a wine cellar. Very snobby servant poured you watered-down wine in a very cheap-looking tin cup. Something that you're very used to anyway.
It's high class to me.
It's the most high class suave that you've ever had. You feel like you want to stick your little pinky up as you're drinking out of the tin cup. And that is Mars's turn. So Nugget,
fuck it. All right, go back over the door and kick it open.
Okay. So
wait, actually, does it pull in or go out?
It just opens, but there's a big pincer thing.
Well, I'm just going to kick my way through it.
That is in the way.
Yeah,
so you're going to kick the pincer out of the way?
Yeah.
All right, so you kick the pincer out of the way, and the door opens back up.
Bunny, get your ass in here!
You're now halfway up on a calf of a giant rock titan. What do you do, Jean?
Wait, how far away is he?
He's about, I'd say, 15 feet now. 15 feet away from the door.
Okay. Then... you're on your own if you can't get over here after this. I'm going to cast... where is it? A third level healing word. Yep. Okay.
What do you say?
Get your fucking ass in here, you pansy! Bunny piece of shit. Oh, there's my.
And you feel the warm light of Amonhet embrace you, ignoring the cutting sharp words of the dwarf.
God, that was a terrible roll. 10 health.
The wounds start stitching up, but not as quickly as they should. You still get the 10 health, but it's not stitching up as fast.
Terrible rolls. Alright,
so that's Nugget's turn. Do you have a bonus that you want to do?
That was my bonus action.
Okay, what's your action?
I'm going to delay my action to basically stand in the doorway to kick anything squawn the nuts.
Okay.
Until he gets through and I can let him in.
Okay. Alright, Florian.
I'm coughing up blood and I see a stinger that's now laying next to me. It came out. It got dislodged when I got thrown in.
And
what is everybody else doing? Marza, what are you doing?
I'm feeding the hands in my palms.
She's giving them watered-down wine.
Marza, aren't you concerned about what's going on outside?
I didn't know anything was going on outside.
What do you mean? I got thrown in. How'd you know?
Well, you're here, but that's it. I needed to feed my hands, and then I was going to lay on. It's going to take care of you, but I had to finish.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, I'll take care of you.
Oh, jeez. I like to be hand-fed.
Well, she has mouths on her hands, so that's easy to do.
Yeah.
You'll definitely get hand-fed.
But seriously, okay, now I'm going to take a potion.
Which size?
The superior.
The superior? All right, make a constitution saving throw for me.
I rolled a one.
Oh, gosh.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Instant death. Why did you just wait for me? I was going to lay on...
I got to help these people.
Oh.
That's what I'm... Yeah.
Marza didn't know anything was going on with Jean.
Oh, okay.
That's why she's...
Hey.
She can't see out the window. She's been in the house.
Okay, I need you to roll a D100 for me.
Okay.
It's two D10s.
I can do that. Come on, baby. Okay. 76.
You cast dissonant whispers on yourself.
What does that mean?
You hear whispers in your head. I need you to, let's see. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw, please. All you hear is...
Okay. I can't think what you're doing.
That's the point.
No, seriously, let me do the whispering.
No one likes you.
14.
You must immediately start running in a random direction.
Ooh, we need a scatter dice.
I'll have to hit my head on probably things.
Okay, so you run north and you smack right into the wall, but you keep running into the wall and you can't stop. As you hear, like something is chasing you.
All right.
And then you also take 36 psychic damage.
Do I get healed, by the way, for the...
Yeah, go ahead and roll for your heal.
Okay.
Does he get healed before or after he takes the damage?
At the same time.
Okay, because...
It's happening at the same time.
So it's 8d8.
8d8?
Yeah, that superior? Potion?
Superior is huge.
I thought those were d4s.
No, that's
8d4s.
Oh, no, no, wait, wait, wait.
It's 8d4.
Oh, sorry, 8d4.
I thought you said d4. You're right. Thanks for catching
that. Yeah, 8d8. Oh, my God, that's like max health.
Oh, no. I don't have that 84. Many, so...
It's 8d4 plus 8.
Okay, I'm going to have to do them. Hold on. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... 21 plus
8.
So
29. And you took 36 points of damage.
So 36 minus the
29. So you 7. You took 7. You took 7 damage.
I have 6 in my pool already.
Okay, so you drop.
So
yeah, you're dead again.
30. So yeah. I'd be at 37, and I took how much?
No,
21. Yeah. You're 28.
You're 29 plus 6, right?
29 plus 6, yes.
Is 35. 35.
And I took
36 points of psychic damage.
So you're down again.
And
yeah.
You...
So cool. Good times.
Why do you think I don't buy those?
He just walked into the wall so often, he just knocked himself out.
Yeah, he just knocked himself out. He's out for the count. You see him drink it, and all of a sudden he just has this crazy look on his face, screams a little bit, runs into a wall, and bam, knocks down. Completely knocked out and out of the game.
Nice.
All right.
It was heroic, though.
Someone go double tap him.
You get healed?
I'm holding my action to wait Bunny to get back in.
Yeah, I know.
I already saved him once.
All right, so the scorpions are now going to attack Galthric and Jean.
They're climbing up his leg?
Yes. All right, so one hit, one fail for Galthric, and one hit, one fail for Jean. And they are stinging. So make a constitution saving throw for me, please.
I want to end this turn.
Okay, Gothric passes.
Sorry, what was that?
Constitution save, please.
5.
You take 26 points of poison damage.
Well, I'm down.
So you fall... From Gothric, and you... Oh, wait, you're already down. So you take one automatic death fail.
Well, all right, then.
Maybe next time don't run out and start fighting shit.
I told you I had him.
Oh, shit. Okay, so that's the scorpion's turn. So Tippletoe, what are you doing?
I took care of him right away.
Are you just chilling in the manor?
I'm still in the master bedroom. I kind of peek out. Hey.
You see Florian? You look out. You see Florian passed out.
Wait. Oh, he's asleep. You want to come to the master bedroom?
I can't. I'm going to deal with him.
Temple needs some firepower.
Huh?
Get over
is
here.
Is happening?
Yes. Get your tiny ass.
Go out. It's going to take all my movement.
Yeah, it's going to take all your movement to get to the door. And then there you see Florian passed out. Looks like he's got a big old knot on his head. And you see Jean passed out behind the giant rock titan surrounded by several scorpions. And you see Nugget right next to you.
All right. Throwing a fireball in that direction.
Really?
You have to step outside.
Oh, shoot, because he's... Never mind.
I heard you said you were going to throw a fireball.
And you have to step outside.
I haven't even stepped outside yet. Yep. Oh. So I wouldn't be able to...
Don't you have that ability where you can excuse people from it?
No, no. I am not an evocation wizard.
Yeah, you have to be an evocation wizard.
Transmutation wizard.
Okay, so what are you doing, Tip?
Well, if I move out, I can't do anything, so I'm gonna...
Well, it took all your movement to stand there, so you're basically just gonna have to wait till your next turn. All right, so it is Jean's turn. Go ahead and make your first,
Second save.
Well, it's second, but it's the first roll.
Yeah.
13.
Ah, so you have one success, one fail.
He sounded so disappointed there.
Well.
You did too.
Yeah, you really did.
I think you let that slip. That was supposed to be your inside voice.
Damn it. Gary Gygax is rubbing off on me. I've been reading too many of his books. Kill your players. All right, Marza, it's your turn to...
All right. I'm going to... crawl or walk over to Valorian and caress his head in my hands and bow my head and say, Laban Naban Habans. And you feel the love of Valanthus flowing through you for a healing of 15 points.
He is healed and his wounds are closed, but he does not wake up. Nugget.
Yes, I got the door stuck, but we got it fixed, and I solved all of the problems I caused. Everything else is on you guys. I swear. Okay. Okay, so he's at the foot of Rockface.
Yes.
And how many scorpions are around him?
You just see five more start popping up, so now there's 10. There's 10 scorpions.
Odd or even?
Even.
I still hate you. Okay. Fuck it. All right, I'm charging out there.
All right. All right, so you charge out there, and...
What I want to do is...
It takes... I'm going to say it takes all your movement to get to him.
Well,
You have 25 feet, right?
Right, movement? But yeah. You said he was closer...
15 to- feet... He was 15 feet originally, but he fell off the side of the leg, so that moved him another 10 feet. So he's 25 feet away now. It's a big rock titan.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick him up.
Okay. Athletics check.
That's going to be my action. And my bonus action is to give him a healing word.
Okay. What do you say?
I fucking hate your bunny ass. At this point, I can't even do the accent. I'm so embarrassed to be around you guys. Just you're just so. Now that I'm out of third level spells, where's my D? Oh, they're there. Okay, so 2D. 10 health.
All right. So immediately, you wake up and you are on Nugget's shoulder.
Oh,
because you picked him up.
Let's
see. Yeah, do your athletics check. Let's see how well you pick him up.
Oh, thank God, I have advantage. Let's see, 14.
Yeah, so he's an elf. So you were able to toss him over your shoulder like a bag of potatoes.
So I am basically turning around to head back. I know I can't get far.
All right, Florian, it's your action.
I'm not asleep.
I need
remember?
You to. Oh. I know you're still asleep. And you should make another wisdom saving throw.
Oh, not very good. Oh, 3.
You have plus 5 because
you're
right next 5. To me.
Oh, that's still an 8.
Unfortunately, the whispers just get louder. All right, that's Florian's action. Now it's the scorpions. The rock titan is going to start smashing a few. And he only manages to squish one, so there's still 9. And the scorpion, a few of them are going to attack the titan. No. And One natural 20 on the Titan. Double damage, and they're unable to cast spells with the somatic component. Okay, that doesn't affect him, but it's still double damage.
It would still be hilarious to watch him try. Trying to cast rock spells.
He can just summon them. So he takes 39 points, or 38 points of slashing damage, which is halved because he is fucking rock. And that is a scorpion's turn. One scorpion is going to attack Nugget. That is a natural 20. Drop it. Drop what you're holding. Ah. The DM decides what chatter determines randomly. So you drop John, and he
Whoa! Let's do a random. Let's see which, because I'll have him on my right, because that's the only hand that works, and my shield is bolted to my left.
Oh, that's right. He's handicapped.
The GM gets to decide which hand.
Oh, I would have been funnier. If
or he determines didn't. Randomly. I'm going to determine you drop John.
Well, he's alive, so fuck him.
And he takes 6 points of. damage as he falls.
What? I'm barely falling like 4 feet.
Actually, that's true. I am really.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a dwarf.
I know you're a dwarf. He's also in a very precarious position and landed on his head.
It's like I dropped him, but I managed to slam him down at the same time.
You dropped him on his head like a little kid.
That's bad. Poor kid.
Failed a baby check.
He failed.
Oh my.
Okay, so that's it. All right, Tippletoe.
Something so simple just went so bad.
Where do I go?
How many of them are like...
You're just right next to him now.
Bad.
Oh, when do you go? Yeah. You go after Tip.
Okay.
How many of them are close by? Like, I want to do Flaming Sphere, possibly, and, like, put it...
They're all spread out in a circle, slowly closing in on you guys. So you probably get two with your Flaming Sphere.
Are any of them lined up in a direction that I can...
No, they're in a circle, because they're all attacking from all sides, trying to eat. It's feeding time in the desert. And meat's on the menu, boys.
Alright.
Especially elvish meat, that runs out blindly without looking.
I step out 5 feet. I cast. I reach out my finger... And Vesimal Spheral. Send a flaming sphere to be created right between two of them. So okay. Hitting two of them.
Dexterity save?
Yes.
One's a 28 and the other's a 5.
The 5 fails?
Yeah.
And 3 fire damage.
Yeah, so they're lightly singed. I mean, the sun is much more powerful than that, so they're not too phased.
And then I step back in.
Okay. Does the sphere stay?
Yes.
Okay. Jean?
You can also move it as a bonus action, if I'm correct.
You can always drink a potion, Jean.
You can get your ass inside.
All right, I'm going to bonus action disengage, and then regular action...
Run.
Yeah.
Risk it right. For the biscuit. Come on.
All right, so you disengage and run. Yep. And you make it.
I'm inside.
You're now inside.
All right.
All right, Marza.
Oh, John, what happened to you?
Marza?
The scorpions happened to me.
Oh, I didn't even know anything was going on there. I'm going to use my cantrip resistance, the race cantrip I have, and touch Valorian. And he now has he can do roll a d4 to on any saving throw, and you can choose to roll it after you roll the saving throw.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So it's like bless.
Yes.
Roll a d4.
Yeah. Once before the spell ends, the target can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to one saving throw of its choice.
Perfect.
It can roll the die before or after making.
Awesome. Throw. All right. So Nugget. You running in? Disengage?
Yeah, fuck all of you.
Oh, was there something else you wanted to do?
Is a cantrip a bonus?
No, cantrip is normally a full action. You just have a special cantrip that you can cast as a bonus.
Sorry.
So yeah, I'm just going to get it back inside.
All right, so you're running back inside. Are you disengaging?
Yeah, I'm close enough.
Okay. All right, so you disengage. You manage to dodge away from all the pincers and the little needle things.
Oh, actually, there is something I'm going to do before get inside. I'm going to throw Tipple inside first.
Well, she stepped back in. She was outside for 5 feet and then stepped right back in.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm closing the door.
All right, so you're running in, but there's no door for you to close.
Door closed.
Okay, so you say that, door closed, but right as it starts to shut, you hear a whole bunch of scorpions start climbing on top of Gothrak. And gone. You guys are now inside of the manor. What do you do?
Resting.
I'm going down to the pub.
Wait.
You need to make another wisdom saving throw for me.
Okay. So I'm gonna take the bonus whatever thingy.
And then you get another plus five for being next to me.
Oh, okay. So that would put me at 17.
You do not wake up. And you're going to take a little bit more damage.
Just give me another potion. Take one of my potions and give it to me again.
Yeah, because that worked out so well.
Go big or go home, you know?
So you take 28 more points of damage.
Huh. Oh, okay. So.
Does that drop you to zero?
Well, at 15. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're back to zero.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll give you guys... We'll keep the same order. All right, so Florian goes Tippletoe. You just doing your thing?
No, I think I have... Looking for what I have. I have one greater healing potion. And I move over and kind of force it down his throat.
All right, so you open up Florian's mouth and you nuzzle the tip of the bottle onto his lips and then just shove it down his throat and then you just bloop, 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 and he doesn't wake up. But you see the wounds that were forming, the blood that was dripping out of his ears started going back into his ear and sealing.
Does he get any healing points at all?
Yeah, he gets the healing. Okay. He just doesn't wake up.
Greater is...
44.
That's not one of Ammon's greater, right?
That's no, okay. That's the actual one that we had for.
Boo!
So you're going to test one of those on an already down comrade.
Yeah, no.
I would.
Oh yeah.
I think you automatically fail save, right? When you're down.
You do. Yeah. It's a Constitution save too, so you'd automatically fail it.
13.
Cool. I'm like yo-yoing up and down. It's like it's so weird. It's not good for my, you know, my weight gain. Okay.
So, Sean, you're up. What do you do?
There's really nothing I can do. I can't.
You want to go back outside?
No, shut up.
Shut the door.
Dumbass.
Would you like some wine, little elf?
No, thank you. Give it to the drunkard.
He's already had enough.
Fuck off!
You fuck off. Degenerate ingrates.
Can I kill him?
No.
Actually,
can you make an attack roll?
Can I kill him?
No.
Go ahead, make an attack roll.
I will uninvite you so fast.
He's probably going to eject you from the...
Uninviting someone out into that would be so fucked up.
There's nothing I can do, so I'm just going to
lay Marza,
down.
So, Marza, what are you going to do?
I am going to cast Cure Wounds. Give him... Nice. 6... plus 8. You.
14. Oh. So you get 14 more health back.
14 more health back.
So I'm at 27 now.
All right. Nugget, what are you doing?
I'm going to drink.
All right. So you're just sitting there trying to drink the wine?
No, I'm going to wherever the wine is. I'm skipping the whole glass and going straight to the barrel.
All right. So you head toward the cellar?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so you're heading down toward the cellar.
I saved enough people
Florian,
tonight.
Florian, go ahead and make another wisdom saving throw for me.
I rolled a 19
plus 5.
Oh, so 24.
Silence.
Yes. I think he's waking up. Florian? Florian.
Florian begins. We'll find out next week.
Dumbass. Okay, this is Zachary Litz. I am Play Nugget. Thank you for listening to episode 31, Buyer Beware, Drink at Your Own Risk. Okay, going to do this slower. Thanks to Eric the DM at thetabletopgameshop.com for these amazing dice that have tried to kill us. And you can get your own set with a 20% off coupon. The code is ALLD20, all caps. They're evil dice, but they do work. We are going to be doing a giveaway that you can find on social media. We are giving away dice from Tabletop Game Shop that we have rolled and died by, tote bags, dice trays made by Joe McCullough, and a signed player's handbook by us, if you can read our handwriting. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ALLD20. You can also follow us on Twitter at all_D20. Or on Instagram at all_D20. Thank you so much for listening, and game on.